Hello, everybody. Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller, Donnie Football. We are the PM team, and you make up our amazing audience and listeners and YouTube viewers, people that will also call into the show at 412-928-9370 and engage with us and give us your opinions on things, starting with O'Neal Cruz, who about an hour ago was selected to participate in the Home Run Derby. I think Crowley brings up an interesting point here on Twitter. Adam Crowley, O'Neal Cruz didn't deserve it. Is the Home Run Derby really something that you deserve? Like, is it,
I believe
the best players?
No, I believe Clint Eastwood in Unforgiven said famously, deserves got nothing to do with it, and that is how I feel.
But if it's a signature event for baseball.
Okay.
For the best players in the game,
it's not for the best
O'Neal Cruz is not that.
The Home Run Derby is not a signature event designed for the best players in the game. Is the NBA Slam Dunk Contest a thing that only features the best players in the sport?
No, usually the best ones decline it, and then we get Seth McClung. He used to pitch for the Brewers. Yeah.
Mac McClung. Wins it.
He has to get called up from the G League to do it because no one wants to do it.
It's not
the bottom of the barrel, the Home Run Derby.
It isn't the bottom of the
barrel.
Aaron
Judge has done it.
Sure.
Pete Alonso
some
does
like,
it.
And good
Ronald
players.
Acuna does
Aaron
it.
Aaron Gordon has won the Slam Dunk Contest. What's my point here? They're both kind of almost like things, and I mean this particular usage of the term is very much complimentary. They're for kind of the freak show players. Aaron Gordon was an insane dunker. No one hits the ball harder, arguably, than O'Neal Cruz. That means even though he's not a great baseball player or even sometimes a good baseball player, he's perfect for an event where they're throwing you batting practice cheese and basically begging you to hit it as far and as hard as you can.
So it sounds like you disagree with Adam.
You
think this is cool?
No, good, fun, and cool are a different story. This is the kind of event that's tailor-made for O'Neal Cruz, and I think that might say a lot good and bad about O'Neal Cruz. He's capable of these like great feats of throwing a ball 105 miles an hour, of hitting a ball 125. But where's the great baseball player coming from all that?
I know, but I have to stick up for Crowley here as his proxy in this.
You don't have to do anything for Crowley.
I'm compelled to. I do. It does have the vibe to me of when you tell your kids they can't have ice cream unless they eat their broccoli, and then you just give in. They break your will, and you're like, what the hell? He didn't eat it, but I'm still going to give him it. Everyone else is going to eat ice cream. I can't have my five-year-old sit there and watch us eat it. And you give him the dessert anyways.
Who's breaking down and giving in to O'Neal Cruz here?
The All-Star Game...
Baseball asked him to do it.
The All-Star Game... the All-Star Game itself is supposed to be a reward for having a really good first half of the season. O'Neal Cruz looked like he was going to do that. He looked like he was on pace for a breakout year. In April and May, we were talking about these things being a possibility. We were bringing up maybe he'll make the All-Star game as a player in the game on merit. Maybe he'll get a $200 million extension. I don't know, things like that. And then June happened, and he hit 176 for the month. And then through the first 90 games of this year, he still can't figure out how to hit left-handed pitching. He's hitting 117 against lefties. He leads baseball in errors by an outfielder. There is good and there is bad with O'Neal Cruz. He's not a bad player. I wish the Pirates had more guys with his talent. But the reason why they're in last place is because they've not been able to procure the talent out of him correctly and appropriately. And so now he's in the Home Run Derby. I get where Adam's coming from. It is peculiar. These types of guys usually don't get invited to just participate in the Home Run Derby, and then, hey, you're not good enough to stick around for the game the next day. Look at the other Pirates who have participated in the Home Run Derby over the years. Do you have the list, Donnie?
Bay, Josh Bell.
Barry Bonds.
Alvarez. McCutcheon.
Bobby Bonilla. Okay, we've got, like, big names. Alvarez was leading the National League in home runs, I believe, when he participated. Where do you come down on this, Don?
I'm fine with him being in it.
So you don't get where Crowley's coming from. You think he's just what? Stirring the pot here? Is that what's happening?
I mean, if this was, I don't know, 20 years ago, hell, maybe even 10 years ago, I would get it because I think the comparison to the dunk contest or the three-point contest is a pretty good one. Like, it's a skill competition around the All-Star game like we see in the NBA where you don't have to be an all-star anymore to participate. And they are getting dudes that don't even play in the NBA that participate in some of these events, by the way.
He just said it. McClung gets called right. from the G League.
Okay,
but then, you're not an NBA player.
But it's no longer like, oh, you have to be all-star caliber to participate in the home run derby. Then, so it's fair game.
Fair enough. But then, but listen to what you guys are both essentially saying. You're saying that the home run derby is turned into a joke because guys like O'Neal Cruz are in it.
It's a freak show.
I mean, all-star games in general have turned into a joke.
They are trying to see, they are within reason. You have to be like at least an actual major league player, I would say.
Yeah.
Within reason, they are trying to get the guys, yes, some really good players, but guys with a decent home run total. 15's not atrocious for
Cruz. Not good. There are 38 players with
more. It's not good. But they're trying to get a guy with an okay-looking home run total who can hit the ball very hard. And as you go through, you've got the big dumper, Cal Raleigh. He's hardest. They have this on MLB.com, Pony.
Yep.
Hardest hit home run of 2025, 115.2. James Wood, who's 6'7", just like O'Neal Cruz, hardest hit home run, 116.
He's having a monster year,
though. He is. Byron Buxton, hardest hit home run, 112.5. O'Neal Cruz, hardest hit home run, 122.9 miles an hour. Well, the hardest hit batted ball base hit in a home run in the history of StatCast. That, in one sentence, is why he is in this. And why, frankly, for what the event is, he warrants being in this. Nobody can hit the ball harder when they hit the ball their hardest.
There are 38 guys who are more deserving to be in it, though, because they've hit more home runs than him, right?
No.
So it's about how... It's
if
about,
a guy's hitting wall-scraping home runs, like pop fly home
runs...
Well,
wait a minute, though.
He shouldn't be in it.
So you think that the home run derby should be... Whoever are the eight guys who hit the ball the hardest should participate in it, regardless of how many home runs they have?
There's a little Venn diagram. Do you have at least an okay number of home runs? 15 is passable, not great. There are 38 players ahead of him. And do you hit the ever-loving bleep out of the ball? He does that. He checks both boxes. I would rather have him in this than a guy who's just like having a good season, hitting more home runs than people thought. I don't need that. Like, honestly, you know who's the classic example of that kind of player? When Jason Bay was in it, that was the kind of guy he was. He's not hitting, like, memorable shots. He's just hitting a lot of home runs. And then he went in and participated in the home run derby. Do you remember how many he hit?
Zero.
Correct.
Well, now here's my other question. If you're taking this stance now, what if he would win? You're going to say, oh, well, he shouldn't have been in
Well, I think he has a better chance. I think he has a better chance to win it than the previous guys because of what Chris just said. I agree with Chris on that. It's just... Adam, I think, raises an interesting point. Like, he's being allowed to participate in something where he can make more money in one night than he can playing baseball for the Pirates the entire season. And there's just a part of it that doesn't sit right with me because he hasn't advanced as the player that I wanted him to this year. Like, if he had carried over what he did in April and May into June and the early part of July, I would say this is great. Good for this guy. But I don't feel that way right now.
This just feels like you're 39 years old and it feels like a guy who's 70 giving me a take across the room.
I wasn't the one that started it. Get on Adam, who's younger than all three of us. He's the one that said it first, not me.
I expect
he's
that
older
out
than
of
me.
Him.
Oh, he is?
I expect that out of Crowley. I expect more
what
out
What do
you
mean?
You.
I thought Adam was the like everything's fun guy. That's always his take on things. Sports are supposed to be
apparently
fun. He might
not,
as well put that on a masthead on the
apparently
emails
it's
he
not
sends
always
out
or, his take. Since he gave this one, this is decidedly a not fun. Sports are not supposed to be fun take.
412-928-9370. Your reaction to O'Neal Cruz being in the home run derby. Here's Tom to start us off. Hello, Tom.
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, I played a lot of baseball in my day. Played a lot of college ball, major college ball. Played some minor league ball. This guy is an absolute bum. He is a bum.
No, he's not.
He's better than you. I mean, he's a lot better than you ever were.
Who cares if you can hit the ball 120 miles an hour over the wall? Nobody cares.
A surprising number of people do care because that is the literal reason, Tom, he's in this.
Cares, yes.
He is literally in this because he can do that.
Over the wall. They don't care if you hit it 120 miles over the wall.
He has the hardest hit home run in the history of measuring these things.
They care if you get the guy out at home.
He just threw a 105-mile rocket to get a guy out by a quarter step.
Great.
On a play so unlikely, Greg Brown just chalked it up as an RBI base hit.
Tom, do you think so? You don't think O'Neill Cruz is a good baseball player?
I think he has talent, but I think it's wasted talent.
And whose fault is that? His or the Pirates?
His.
So the Pirates.
So you're suggesting that the Pirates have a great track record of developing position players, especially, and they get the most out of their guys and are completely guilt-free here?
I'm not saying the Pirates are guilt-free, but I can tell you one thing. Nobody had to motivate me.
Well, yeah, that's because you didn't have much talent compared to O'Neill Cruz.
Oh, wow.
Well,
shots fired.
No, I had all the talent he had. I just didn't quite have the size he had.
Then you didn't have the talent, because him being 6'7 and being able to do the things he does is all part of it.
That he had, just not quite the size.
What was the highest level you played at? Because you're more talented than me, certainly. I played in high school.
We can look you up by Baseball Reference.
How can you sit there and say this guy is a good ball player when he doesn't run down first base, when he can't field the ball, when he doesn't know where to throw the ball, he can't run the bases?
I have problems with the way he plays baseball, too, but, like, you're completely flattening
Tom,
him and saying he's a bum. That was the first thing you said.
He might be the first 30-30 Pirate since Barry Bonds.
Who might be the first 30-30
O'Neill
Pirate?
O'Neill Cruz.
Barry Bonds. Him.
Yes.
Well.
Thank you, Tom. Good talk. Anybody want to follow that? First guy up, his reaction to O'Neill Cruz being in the Home Run Derby. Quote.
This
guy's a bum, and I have just as much talent as him. 412-928-9370.
What is that?
Look.
I don't even want to defend Cruz all the time.
What you're doing for the first 15 minutes of the show.
Tony,
you sound like his biggest fan.
But he does do things that frustrate me and any reasonable person watching a game. But like when you call in and say the guy is basically a bum, he's got talent. Yes, those are frustrating things. This idea that you, a guy, what did he say, played in college in the minors?
Yeah.
That you are as talented as he is false.
I mean, Chris, though, by your logic, should Jose Guillen have been in the Home Run Derby? He had light tower power. Was able to put it all
let
together.
Let me ask you this.
Should Daryl Ward have been in the Home Run Derby? He hit the ball in the water.
If baseball had an equivalent.
Should Garrett Jones have been in the Home Run Derby?
If baseball had an equivalent of the NHL skills contest where it was hardest throw, should Jose Guillen have been in it?
Yes,
is
they don't
Al
have
Iafredi
that,
the best defenseman who's ever played? He could shoot the ever-loving hell out of
he
a hockey
a pretty
puck.
Pretty good player, though.
Oh, pretty good player.
A great haircut.
O'Neill Cruz might go 30-30. That would make him a pretty good player on the Pirates.
I think he's a good player. I also think he's either one, two, or both of these, massively overrated or disappointing, and maybe both.
He is absolutely disappointing, and I think the jury is out but might return a verdict we don't like on whether he's overrated. I'm not arguing any of those things. But I also think people are completely missing the point of what the Home Run Derby is. And when we have a guy call in who never got out of the minor league saying, I'm just as talented as O'Neill Cruz, I'm not going to sit idly by and just let dumb crap like that.
Couple of Pirate singles. There's a line drive to right, and Cruz sends this one out of here so quickly, you would never believe it. It's an incredible feat of human strength.
I'm surprised one of those trees isn't lying in the river.
That is the hardest hit ball in known Major League history.
Statcast All-Star and now Home Run Derby participant, O'Neill Cruz. Adam Crowley saying on Twitter he didn't deserve it. First caller up to the show says he's a bum. Malzy vehemently defending Cruz.
No, I'm not. I'm just being like a rational, sane human being, which is the role I play on this show pretty much every day.
Major League Baseball sending out a tweet that said, O'Neill Cruz, if you don't know, you're about to.
About a player with a 215 average who gives you tantalizing flashes of potential, yet frustrates the majority of Pirates.
Intern Dom has responded to that tweet. Saying, look out, O'Neill Cruz could become the first player to strike out in a Home Run Derby.
I'm going to give Dom credit. He's the first person I saw make that joke. I've seen it dozens of times since.
Dom actually first?
I think.
Getting your reaction.
He put it out there like immediately.
412-928-9370. That is the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. In about 10 minutes, Tyler Kennedy going to join us on the huge hockey news. Here is Sean on the Fan. Hello, Sean.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
I just wanted to say I'm the former 37th overall prospect for the Montreal Expos. So O'Neill Cruz is definitely 100% not even close to being a bum. The dude, I can understand the argument for having him in the Home Run Derby because the point of the Home Run Derby is to showcase the best power hitters in the league and to try to grow the game. And so if you're going to try to grow the game, you throw in a guy like O'Neill Cruz, who's literally hitting the ball out of the park at 123 miles an hour. But I understand that stat-wise, he absolutely does not deserve it.
So which one of those do you agree with more?
I would have to... I want to say keep him in just because, like I said, like the point of the Home Run Derby is to showcase power and so the MLB can try to grow the game in terms of fan base. And so I, as a Pirates fan and as someone who just likes seeing athletes do amazing things, I think he should be in there.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
That last part is the exact truth. The event is for that. And there are people who are going to say, like you said it, I suspect that a lot of Pirates fans who are mad at O'Neill Cruz because they feel like it's wasted potential agree with you. They're mad that he's going to have a chance to make decent coin if he wins this thing. There are people who begrudge him that. Well, tough. Like,
why would
he can hit the ball 120 miles an hour. That's why he's in this.
I don't think fans get mad at Pirates players specifically for trying to make extra money. I feel like in this very specific argument of how fans treat athletes who are in it to try to make more money, usually, popular opinion is on Pirates players' side, given the reputation of the team. So I would actually be surprised if people called in and said, he's going to make an extra $1 million. That's not fair. That's not right. Shame on him.
That is how you feel, to be clear. You don't like that.
Me?
That he has a crack at it. You said that in the first segment.
Yeah, I just think that they should have gone down the list and asked if all of the guys ahead of him said no and they couldn't fill out an 8-man bracket, and they had to get to number 39 before they got a yes, well, then I'm fine with it.
Okay, let me ask you something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you feel like, at its core, the Home Run Derby specifically is a pure entertainment product?
No, I don't.
What do you think it is, then?
I think it's an entertaining product that also serves as a reward for what guys did in the first half of the season, which is exactly what the All-Star game is. The All-Star, like, if you go by that logic, then, like, Jeff Locke and Neil Heaton and these guys that actually had remarkable first halves of the seasons as Pirates, but otherwise weren't very good baseball players, should never play in an All-Star game. And regardless of what his numbers are, Mike Trout should be there every year, and Aaron Judge should be there every year.
Let me ask you another question.
And what you actually do numbers-wise should have no bearing on it.
Well, wait. If a guy has, how many starts does like a regular every fifth day guy have at this point? Like 18?
Probably like, yeah, 17, 18.
If there's a guy who's 16-2 with a 4.5 ERA, but he is 16-2.
Yep.
Does he deserve to be in the All-Star game?
No, because
he'd be leading his league in wins.
No, because I don't believe in wins like that.
Okay. So certain stats matter now.
Well, wait a minute. Don't act like I'm the only one that's had like an attack on wins as a viable stat.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Let me put it this way. I'll answer your question.
But clearly it's individualized.
If Andrew Heaney had the best WAR of any pitcher in baseball, I would want him in the All-Star game even though he's otherwise a pedestrian pitcher for his career. Yes, I would. If for some wild, crazy, weird reason Ke'Bryan Hayes was fourth in home runs this year, I would want him in the All-Star game, even though he's never been, or I'd want him in the Home Run Derby, even though he's never been a power hitter until now.
I have to look now, and it's going to take me a second to manage to find it. I want to see where in WAR O'Neill Cruz ranks, if he ranks ahead of anybody that's ahead of him on
the
home run
list.
He's only got one WAR.
I think he's got a worse WAR than Ke'Bryan Hayes this year.
On the Pirates list, he is ahead of Hayes, barely.
Who's ahead of him?
You ready?
Yep.
Bailey Falter. Andrew Heaney, Bailey Falter tied with him. Caleb Ferguson.
Mm.
Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, he probably should be in the home run
derby. IKF has had a better year
Mitch
by
Keller,
one stat.
Dennis Santana, and of course, Paul Skeens. Who deserves to be in the home run derby more, Paul Skeens if he wanted to be, or O'Neill Cruz?
Cruz, because he's a hitter and Skeens isn't.
But I've been told that Skeens is also a hitter and could help this lineup.
Here's T on the Fan. Hello, T.
Hey, guys, how we doing?
We're good.
Hey, are we sure he got invited to the home run derby or the strikeout derby? Because if it's the strikeout derby, we're going to take the over on him. I don't know why he's in the home run derby. I get because he hits the ball hard. But years from now, man, we're going to flip that card over and see his numbers. Regardless of how hard he hits the ball, it's not going to matter. Talk to you guys later. Have a good
Thank you, T. Another anti-Cruz take. Brian is next. Hello, Brian.
How you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, I agree with the bum assessment.
I tell you what, I agree with bum guy. I agree with guy who played in the minor leagues. Brian, did you play in the minor leagues?
No, I didn't. No, but I tell you what, I've seen the guy spring training a couple years. The guy acts like he's been there, done that. He's lazy. He doesn't have any fire under him, and he's batting 200. This guy doesn't deserve to be there. Come on. And you guys always talk about how hard he hits it and how hard he throws it. Why does everybody stick up for this guy when the guy doesn't even have the mental attitude?
Well, we stick up for him because he's still one of the Pirates' best players,
I don't
Brian.
Think I'm even sticking up for him. He frustrates me, but you seem to think, Brian, you seem to think that like the Pirates pushed for him to get in or Major League Baseball wanted him. Your gripe is with them.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. They're not too bright either if they wanted him in.
Why? They think that he's clearly more marketable and deserves to, like, will put on a better show, which he very well might, than other people on this list.
Well, we got the wrong Cruz. The right Cruz is in Cincinnati.
Not by much, though. He ain't much better. He's having a better year than O'Neill, but not by much. He gets criticized for a lot of the same things you just said about O'Neill Cruz. I stand by what I said at the beginning of the show.
He's a three-win player this year. He's having a pretty considerable
better
year. I'm
going to go back to what's he hitting batting average-wise.
He's hitting .276.
Okay.
He's having a considerable better year.
I'm going to go back to what I said at the beginning. I think he's got the best shot of winning this thing than any Pirate because it's going to be pitches grooved down the middle over and over and over again. And I think he can hit a lot of those balls far. It's when he starts to face lefties and guys that throw more than just fastballs right down the middle, and when he's got no protection in the lineup, too. I don't think that helps. Cat got let out of the bag. There's a big 6 o'clock announcement planned. Gavin McKenna at Penn State to announce he'll be the latest Nittany Lion hockey player and the biggest...
He's doing it on SportsCenter, too.
Yep, the biggest name to play college hockey... Since Jack Eichel, maybe bigger than that. I think bigger. There are some of these prospect honks say he's the best amateur hockey player since Connor McDavid.
He's getting talked about way more in the McDavid-Crosby class, and I guess less in the, although this is more because we've seen the guy not be so good, Alexis Lafreniere class.
So think of the confluence of things. You have the Penguins looking like they're tanking, and you have the guy they're theoretically tanking for, playing a couple hours down the road from you. Tyler Kennedy, our Penguins analyst and Stanley Cup champ, joins us right now. Tyler, you played junior hockey. This just seems a little bizarre to me that the best junior player in the world would elect to play college hockey and to play at Penn State. What happened here?
Money. I think going to Penn State, like I bet you the ticket to get him there is probably $500,000 compared to junior hockey. I think I got $200 every 2 weeks. You know, that's the big difference. And then obviously playing college hockey, it's not as much of a grind. We know he's an unbelievable player. And I think going to college will help him just maybe get ready in a different way for the NHL, where if you stay in junior, especially Old West, when you play in that Western League, it's the bus trips. You know, you're on those buses for half a day, full days, just getting to another place. Like you're all over the West in a bus, and it wears on you. Like I played in the OHL, and I played in a city in Sault Ste. Marie where every bus trip was like at least 3 or 4 hours. So you'd go play for 4 hours, come back. And then when you think of his game, they're traveling like, honestly, like 15, 20 hours to play some games. Like that's crazy Old West. And then when you have a team like Penn State that did unbelievable last year, you look at their dress and they have maybe one of the best ranks. Mm-hmm. Plus you're going to get paid $500,000 to go play there. Like, you're leaving. And how many games does a college play? How many, like, what, 25?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think
it was like 30, maybe.
All in, it'll probably be around 30 when you factor in the tournament.
What's a junior
stuff?
Season in terms of games?
Like, you're playing probably 75 with, like, playoffs. And
so what's going to get them better prepared for the NHL overall, if you had to pick, like, in terms of level of play, style of play, like, give us the tale of the tape there, in your opinion, as a guy who played juniors and I'm sure has watched plenty of college hockey.
Well, I think it really changed since I was playing junior. When I played junior, no one went to college. Like, not many guys ever went to college. And the guys that went to college were, like, usually,
did
you
look
know,
at them as not as good, basically?
Well, you thought of them as, you know, they were pretty smart guys that made sure they had other options other than hockey. Like, when you go to the OHL or junior hockey, you're going to try to make the NHL. In my opinion, yes, you get your school paid for from a Canadian city, but you're going there to play hockey and try to have a future in hockey. And I think junior hockey gets you the most prepared, the style of play for the NHL, because there's fighting. There's all those, like,
you can get traded.
You can get traded. And just the type of hockey, like, they still have those, like, big swings with fights, big swings with big hits. You know, I think college is a little bit different, and they play less games, and everything means more in those games. But the grind of an 82 season, like an NHL schedule, is pretty close to the OHL or, you know, the junior hockey league. I think, but now what I think he's thinking, he's like, guys, I'm going first overall. Why am I traveling all over Western Canada to play these teams? They know I can play. And now with everyone, you know, I think the option to go to college hockey is so much better now because the game's getting better. The games are bigger. There's better players going there. So I think it's kind of switched that way. But
do you think he's going to start an influx of more big name guys who are picked to be like these top of the draft players going to college now because he's doing it?
100%, especially since you're allowed to pay them, right? That's a big one.
Yeah, like $500,000 versus $200 every 2 weeks seems like a pretty easy decision.
Dude, and you're like,
do you think it's going to hurt his development that he's doing this at all, TK? Like, honestly, do you think it'll hinder his progress as a player and as a prospect because he's not going to play juniors?
No, before maybe, but now college hockey is so good. It's come up such a long way, and it's very close with junior hockey. The only thing, the big difference is that fighting element where there's more of like the intimidation factor from their tough guys, you know, the different mind games you play within the game against the other team when you have a tougher team, where college, it doesn't matter how tough your team is, no one can fight. You can only hit. So it doesn't scare many guys. But when you look across in junior and you're 16, 17, and they have a 19, 20-year-old that's got hair on his chest and he's a borderline killer. He knows how to fight. Like, you got to know how to deal with that. And that's kind of when I went to the NHL, I was dealing with guys like that too, but I knew I wasn't afraid of them because I knew it wasn't part of my game and I didn't have to handle them. You know, when I went up against Donald Brashear and he grabbed me, I knew he wasn't going to fight me because I knew like the code of fighting, where I think in college, I think it takes time for them to understand that code. But for him, again, I think he's trying to save his body, trying to save, you know, get more prepared for the NHL by not putting on so many miles that they do out west.
Tyler Kennedy, TK on Gavin McKenna, going to Penn State, and then maybe after that, the Pittsburgh Penguins, TK.
Who do we have to trade to get him here? You know, like, once
we just have to make sure that Bettman makes sure that that lottery bounces a certain way. That's all we got to do, TK. It's happened a couple times before here.
No comment.
See you, TK. We appreciate you, man.
Thanks, boys. Have a great day.